So do pray for us as we look into the Word today. Amen. And if we have a preaching topic, it will be sound speech and living a holy life. Amen. Kind of got a twofold message today. Amen. Want to speak on sound speech. Praise ye the Lord. And we live in a time where folks have loose lips. Amen. Just say anything, and no matter who they hurt, no matter how it sounds when it come out your mouth. But I, Lord, been dealing with me on this message because we have seen a lot of people say things, and you got to realize every word you say, the Lord weigh it. Amen. He records that. And we want to make sure that we're making some sound speech. Sound speech is something, as the Word teaches us over here in Titus, praise God, the second chapter. See, sound speech cannot be condemned. Amen. Let's see. Let's turn over here and read that where we can get, amen. Someone get me that Titus, praise God, the second chapter, and read clearly and loudly, please. Titus, the second chapter, verses 8 through 9. You got it? Praise God.
Sound speech that cannot be condemned.
All right, the Word says sound speech that cannot be condemned.
But he that is of the contrary part
may be ashamed.
Have no evil thing.
We don't want to have no evil thing to say of you.
Exhort servants to be obedient unto their masters.
Amen. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their masters.
And to please them well in all things.
And not answering again. Praise God. Sound speech that cannot be condemned. Amen. So when you speak with respect. You speak with Lord leading. Amen. And be respectable at all times. Is that right? Amen. And there's some powerful scriptures in the Word that going to teach us this morning, amen, how to carry ourselves. Praise God. A lot of people sometimes just lash out. They get a little upset. They get angry and just say anything and everything. But we that are Christians, we need to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, my title is Sound Speech, Amen, and Living a Holy Life. I don't want the Lord to come back and make me, amen, go to another place, amen, that I don't want to go. I want to live a holy life. I want to do righteous things. I want to say righteous things. I want to make people day, praise God, not just going, amen, and just doing anything we want to do, praise God, praise ye the Lord. So we really need to keep our tongues under subjection, praise God, amen. You know what that means? We need to keep our tongues under control, amen. Praise God. Amen. We want to make sure that, amen, we're doing things that pleasing in the Lord's sight. Praise God. I do believe a lot of people, amen, run their mouths, amen, and say things. And a lot of people today is not living. They're in the grave because they said some things that they shouldn't have said. So this is important, praise God, to have, as I call it sometimes, shut mouth grace. Amen. Just close it up. I had one preacher, he was preaching about this same message here. He said, if you can't close your mouth, go get a clothespin and put it on your lips, praise God, and close it up. Amen. Don't say it. Let it go. Amen. Sometimes things you think you really need to say, and you really need to say that last word. Amen. Oh, man, because I want to beat this conversation. That's no good. God is not pleased with that. Praise God. God wants us to know, amen, to when to speak and when not to speak. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I thank the Lord for that this morning. Praise God. Amen. In other words, we're going to read over here in James, praise God, the third chapter. And they're going to give us good vital instruction. Amen. James, the third chapter, verses 5 through 18. Amen. Amen. In plain language, James is telling us all to watch your mouth. Amen. Watch your mouth. The words that you spill out of your mouth. Sometimes we'll talk so much and we'll say so much and we'll do so much with our mouths. We done said some things and now we want to reel it back in. Oh, man, I didn't mean to say it like that. I didn't mean to do it like that. Amen. You know, when you say it, it's there. It's there. It's out there then. Some people, amen, you can say quite a good things about a person. But when you say a bad thing, it seems like all that good you said is irreverent. They remember the bad. They remember that bad remark. They remember that bad thing that you said to them. So that's why we got to be careful, because when it's out there, come on somebody, ain't God good in this place? I say when it's out there, you done said it, you can't reel it back in. Amen. Praise God. That is the reason why we must depend on the Holy Spirit. That's why it is the reason that we need to depend on the Lord's guidance. Amen. Praise God. It's just like anything we do, even like preaching. Amen. Whatever you say, praise God, let it be coming from the heart of God. Amen. Praise God, because we don't want to do say things. And certainly in this world today, I have heard in these last years, a lot of things that I hear should have not been said. Amen. It defiles folks' character. Praise God. Amen. So let us be careful. Praise God. I'm going to tell you, we need God all the way. Amen. We need him in our tongues. Hey, we need him in our action. We need him in our deeds. Praise God. Well, I want to tell you, church, we can't do nothing without the Lord. We need him every step of the way. We need God. I said we need God to tame our tongue. Is that all right, church? It ain't wrong to pray, Lord, tame my tongue. Help me to quieten down. Help me to watch my words. Praise God. Ain't the Lord good in him? I want to speak things to edify. That's what we want to do, church. We want to speak things to edify. Praise God. Amen. If it's not supporting or encouraging folks, don't say it. Amen. I know you probably say, Pastor, amen. This is a sermon, praise God, that is very much needed. I don't care what town you go in. It matters not what church you may attend. It matters not what country you are. All this is very needful, because people say things, and I've been watching over the years on how we need to be careful. Right here in our congregation, right here in your congregation, right here in the schools, right here in the government. Watch your words. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I tell you, this is what we need to do. Praise God. You know, and I do believe there are people that get a kick out of making people saying things or talking about people. Amen. And they get a kick out of that. Praise God. But I'm here to tell you, that ain't nothing to play about. Amen. We want to not tear down folks' character. Praise God. We want to say positive things. Amen. It may look negative, but speak positive. Praise God. Amen. The Lord can work it out. Amen. Ain't the Lord good in here? Amen. Praise God. My dad used to say, amen, there's always something good that you can say about a person. You know, they'll just don't concentrate on the bad, but speak some good things. Amen. Amen. Hey, I believe everybody got something good within them. I don't care how bad they are. But they got something they're doing that's good, and that's what we want to make sure that we put our mind on. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So I want to say, be careful. That's what I want to say. Be careful with that tongue. Amen. Because the Bible going to teach us that tongue is something else. Let's go over here, church. Let's turn over here. Y'all ready? Let's turn over here. Praise God to James. James, hallelujah. To God be the glory of James. James, the third chapter and the fifth verse. Are you praying for me? Amen. Are you praying for me today? Praise God. We need it. We need it every step of the way. Thank the Lord. Okay. All right, James, the third chapter here. And this will really break it on down to us. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Even so, the tongue is a little member.
Y'all hear that?
And hosted great things.
Yes.
Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindled. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members.
Amen. Yes.
And set it on fire.
Uh oh.
The force of nature. And it is set on fire of hell.
Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful. Wonderful. You see in here, Brother James is bringing this out pretty precisely. Just letting us know. He said, even so, the tongue is a little member.
Yes.
Have you noticed your tongue? Amen. That's a little teeny member, just a little member, but it can do great damage. It said, and boasted great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindled. And the Bible said, and the tongue is a fire. Wow. A world of iniquity, meaning a world of sin. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body and set on fire the course of nature and is set on fire of hell. Amen. Now that tongue can do great damage. That tongue is a little member. Praise God. But that tongue can bless you or that tongue can curse you. Praise God. So that's why we have to keep that tongue under subjection. Praise God. Don't just have it loose and just say any and everything because you're going to hurt somebody. And sometimes folks, amen, hold that thing for years and years. Praise God. That's why we want to keep things straight as we go. The Bible said, for every kind of beast and of birds, of serpents, of things in the sea is tamed and have been tamed of mankind. Come on, somebody. Amen. The beasts, amen. And the birds and the serpents and things in the sea is tamed and have been tamed of mankind. But seeing like man, amen, he is that unruly. He got that unruly tongue. Amen. Everything else can be tamed. Praise God. And the birds and the sea. Amen. The birds and the fowls, praise God, and things in the sea. But the Bible said, but the tongue can no man tame. Because it is unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Amen. Hey, that's why we need to concentrate this morning, amen, on how we use and talk and slash out and say anything. And amen. And don't worry about who we hurt. But I'm here to tell you this morning. I said I'm here to, amen, led to preach this sermon this morning to let you know, praise God, be careful, praise God. Amen. Have some self-control. Amen. But amen. If you can't say nothing good about a person, don't say nothing at all. Hello in here. Praise God. Just let the Lord be your God. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. See, that tongue can tear up and destroy a whole city. Hey, praise the Lord. But that tongue, the Bible said, can no man tame. Amen. No man. Because it is unruly, evil, full. Not a little bit, but full of deadly poison. Praise God. Amen. So I want you to change. Come on, somebody. Right here, August the 2nd, 2026, praise God. I don't know how you used to be before you hear this sermon, but I know how you need to be after you hear this sermon. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Just watch yourself. Watch your mouth. Watch that tongue. Praise God, because it can get you in trouble. Praise God. It's like I said earlier, amen. Some lot of folks is gone, and then somebody done shot them, and somebody done hurt them, amen, because they were speaking and saying things that they didn't supposed to say, amen, and talking, and amen, and you can't have your tongue, amen, tame, and you just say anything, and just blubber it out, praise God. We got to be careful, church, especially when you say you are a child of the King, and especially when you say you are God's people, praise God, amen. There's a different walk, praise God. There's a different talk, amen. We walk circumspectly. We are here to help folks up. Amen. We're not here to, amen, cast them aside and, amen, and just kick them to the curb and, amen, and stomp on them. But we here to show some love. Praise God. I tell you, church, if folks get more love in them, amen, that'll change their language. They'll talk lovable. Amen. They'll talk kind. Come on, somebody. I believe we just need to change our nature. Amen. Get a hold of God. Amen. Get more and more like the Lord and less like yourselves. Praise God. I don't know about you, church. I want to be like Jesus. By God, good in here. The Bible said when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Come on. There's some moving up room. Amen. We got to move on up. I believe I preached that last Sunday. Amen. We got to move up to be more like the Lord. We want to talk like Jesus. We want to walk like Jesus. We want to perform like the Lord. We want to have his personality, praise God. Amen. Sometimes things look terrible. Sometimes things look real nasty and ugly. But you speak some faith. You speak some greatness there. You don't call it like you see it. Amen. Amen. When you factor in the Lord, amen, it don't look so bad. Praise God. You can look back at that person, they don't look so bad. Praise God, because you got love in your heart. You got love, praise God, and you're going to speak some greatness. You're going to speak some greatness, amen, sometime in your children, sometime in your family. It looks real impossible. Looks like thistles. Oh, okay. They just look terrible. But don't you speak terrible. You speak faith. You speak greatness. You say they're going to be all right. Amen. Speak some greatness in them. Hey, God, good. And then that'll pick them up. Praise ye the Lord. It's just like pumping air in a flat tire. Praise God. Your tire all flat. But when you speak that greatness, amen, that pumping air in the tire. When you speak that, amen, strength, amen, and goodness, praise God, and that faith, amen, that's pumping that tire up. But just don't always speak in negative things, speaking things of disaster. Come on, somebody. Amen. Let's get these tongue tame. Amen. You know what? How you get it tame? Say, Lord, amen, speak to me. Work miracles in my mouth. Amen. Help me not to say things that will criticize. And help me not to say things that will hurt somebody. Come on. if the world from the White House to your house, if we all start speaking kindness and speaking greatness, the world may look terrible, but speak some faith. Amen. Speak some hope into a negative situation. You will see some changes. Hello in here. Praise God. Don't always, when things look a little rough, we just begin to start speaking negative stuff. Oh, yeah, there you go again. Oh, I knew it was going to be that way. Oh, I knew this. Oh, no, no. Say, no, it ain't going to be that way. God is in control. Amen. Tongue. Let's work it out. The Bible said that, but the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Amen. We don't want to have no cursing, but we want to bless folks. But this is now I want to speak on here on this, praise God, amen, this verse here, amen, the 10th verse. It said, out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and cursing. My brother, these things ought not to be. Now, you know, I was speaking, amen, with my message, sound speech, and then I said, and living a holy life. Now, this verse here is going to teach us, amen, the 10th verse is going to teach us how to, amen, follow procedure, how to conduct ourselves, how to be a better person, amen. And that's why we're having problems today, because we don't understand that there's a difference between being holy and there's a difference in being unholy. Amen, somebody. There's a difference in being kind, and there's a difference in being unkind. Amen. Amen. The Bible teaches us, out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and cursing. My brother, these things ought not to be. Praise God. Amen. I have a problem. James have a problem of folks, amen, saying they are Christians, saying they are a child of God, saying, amen, that they love Jesus. Praise God. You can sing all those beautiful songs and the songs of Zion, but I want to tell you, if you are flowing blessings and cursings out of the same fountain, there are big problems. Something's wrong. Amen. You can't serve the Lord, amen, and the devil at the same time. Amen. Amen. You can't say, I'm a child of God, and that fountain represent you. That fountain is blowing out and coming out of evil and all the evils. And then on the other side of the fountain, you still, it got blessings. Amen. Hey, come on, somebody. You got to pick and choose. If you ever come on in this place, I said, if you ever see in a fountain, amen, flowing out bitter water and amen, and sweet water, it's time to call the news media. Praise God. They need to do a story on that fountain. I never in my entire life to see water, sweet water, amen, and bitter water flowing out the same fountain. Praise God. And when the Lord, he's up high and he looks low and he got problem with that too. How can it be possible? Praise God. I praise ye the Lord. Either you sweet or bitter. I'm here to tell you, you can't have a side over here doing righteous and then another side over here doing unrighteous. Amen. You can't be, amen, be blessed, praise God, over here and then you cursing over there. Amen. You got to pick and choose what side are you on. I'm here to tell you, it's time out, church. Amen, for playing church. It's time out, church.
scripture for being a man playing the hypocrite role, because you cannot fool God no time. And I'm here to tell you, you can't fool God. Fool man. Amen. You can't fool God no time, but you may fool man sometime, but God got an ever-seeing eye. Praise God. Amen. We got to walk right each and every day. We got to realize, amen, I want to be real. I want to be pure. I don't want to be phony, praise God. So I want to make sure I'm flowing out some blessings. I want to make sure that I'm flowing out some sweet water. It's asking a question here. Can the fig tree, my brother, bear olive berries, even fine figs, so can no fountain both yield salt water and flesh. Come on, somebody. Hey. What you gonna do? Praise ye the Lord. I tell you what we can all do. It's time to make some changes. It's time to check our fountains. It's time to make sure that we are on task and doing God's will. We on task. Praise God. We following his procedure. Amen. Praise God. When you drawing out the right fountain, then you will know how, praise God, to speak. You'll know how to, your tongues will be tamed. You'll know how to be a great person in the Lord. Your personality is pleasant. You doing things that please in the Lord's sight. Praise God. You know how not to allow, praise God, a fountain of sin out, amen, sweet water and bitter. Praise God. You'll let the bitter go, amen, and follow the sweet. Praise God. Amen. You'll know how, amen, to realize if you are a fig tree, it said, my brother, and you burn olive berries. Come on. That's another story there. Amen. CNN, come on. We need your WTVD. Here's a tree, praise God. Supposed to be olive berries. Supposed to be burning olive berries. Praise God. But there's now figs. Come on, in this place. Ain't God good? You got to realize, brothers and sisters, in the fear of the Lord, you can. No fountain both yield the salt water and bitter water. Amen. There's some changes. There's some changes that need to be made. The Bible said, who is a wise man and endure with knowledge among you? Do we have any wisdom? Do we have any wisdom today, church? Praise God. Who is that wise man? Who is that wise woman? Praise God. Amen. That endure with knowledge among you. Let him show out of a good conversation his work with meekness of wisdom. Come on, somebody. Hey, praise God. We were just being reminded in Sunday school this morning about King Solomon. Praise God. How he was, amen. The Lord asked him about, amen, what he want, amen, as being a leader to guide God's people, praise God. He said, Lord, I want wisdom and I want knowledge, praise God. Amen. And that's what we want, praise ye the Lord. But I want to tell you, it was a sad time, amen, if he kept on reading there about Solomon, amen, that wisdom that he's supposed to have, that knowledge, glory be to God, that he's supposed to be demonstrating, amen, it fell by the wayside. Amen. He allowed some, amen, the women, amen, to deceive them, and amen, he started looking at stuff that didn't mean him no good, but he should have kept his eyes on Jesus. And that's what the same problem today, amen. You can ask for wisdom, you can ask for knowledge, but you got to be persistent, amen. You don't let nothing deter you. You don't let nobody turn you around. You don't let nothing, amen, make you, amen, in an ungodly state, but you want to do what God intends for you to do. And you know what that is? 2 Corinthians will tell you what it is. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. We got to keep persistent. We can't give a dabble in and out. Amen. How many know we can't live, amen, up and down life, Amen. Because one day you may be up, and then when the Lord come, you done fell down. Amen. And you're going to be lost, and you're going to be lost forever. Huh? But I want to keep a persistent life. I want to keep my mind stayed on thee. I want to make sure that everything is pleased between me and God. I don't want to slip and slide. I don't want to, amen, just live a raggedy life. But I want to live a holy life. Amen. I want to live a life that's pleased in the Lord's sight. When the Lord, I say, when the Lord look down upon our lives, amen, we want him to see greatness. We want him to see perfectness. We want him to see a life of gratitude. Thank God good in here. So we got to make sure, church, we get acquainted with God. We got to make sure that we get wrapped up and tied up and tangled up with the Lord. I ain't planning to miss this place. Hello in here. If we keep looking and doing, amen, like the world doing, somebody gonna miss this place. Amen. Amen. It don't matter if you say I'm a child of the King. I love the Lord thy God. He's on my side. You make sure, hello in here, that you got the Lord on your side. Amen. I'm so glad for the word of the Lord. It teaches us. It tells us what to do and how to do. Now listen, this is great instruction. It said, but if ye have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. So don't try to act like you all together. You got everything, amen, in order. No, if you got bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not. Don't be trying to glow in God, because you ain't going there. You got to make some changes. And lie not against the truth. This wisdom descended not from above. See, you ain't getting that from the book. But is earthly and sensual, devilish. Wow. Amen. I don't want no parts of that. That don't sound like something, amen, the attitude or the personality that I want to have. The Bible said, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion, and every evil work. And that's a true scripture there. You know, when you got envy and strife in your home, when you got envy and strife in your congregation, when you have envy and strife on your job, when you have envy and strife anywhere, you got nothing but confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom, praise God, this is what I like. The Bible said, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated. Not half of mercy, but full of mercy. Good fruits, without partiality, and without hypocrisy. Amen. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them and that make peace. Praise God. So we done heard enough that we can certainly make heaven our home. Amen. The only thing we got to do is believe the word of God. Only thing we got to do is not only believe, but apply it to our everyday life living. Amen. When the Lord come, we don't want to be left behind. We don't want to be, so to speak, holding an empty bag. Huh? But we want some substance. Huh? Amen. We want to make sure that things is all right. That things is all right between God and myself.
We don't know when the Lord is coming. We don't know that. But guess what? We might, amen, might don't just happen to be alive and see the Lord coming. Amen. But when death come for you, is you out of here. And the way you live, that's the way you gonna die. The way you live, you making your destination where you gonna live. Either it's heaven or hell. Praise God. Amen. It's your choice. The Lord ain't gonna bang you side of head and make you do his will. He ain't gonna pull you with a string and say come like a leash on a dog. You pull him and you say come this way. Amen. Praise God. But the Lord, he gonna allow you to make your own choice. He gonna allow you to make your own decision. He said in his word, whosoever will, let him come. Praise God. I remember, you know, back in my early ministry, sometime I'll try to force people. I say, come on. I go back to the pews and say, come on. And, amen. And get saved. But I learned, and the Lord checked me on that. He said, let me do the drawing. Let me do the pulling. Let me, amen, help them to be able to come on. A thing you do is preach the word. Praise God. And that's the easy way to do. Just let the Lord do that. Because when you start pulling and you start begging and you start, amen, forcing, amen, then you know what will happen. They may come and get saved, but you got to continue to keep pulling them to stay safe. Keep pulling to come for prayer. Just pull them, pull them, pull them. Amen. No. Amen. Let everybody work out their own soul salvation. Amen. It's just like a big table of food. Praise God. A big table of food. It's spread it out. All over the food, all over the table. You got collard greens. You got pinto beans. You got mac and cheese. You got potato salad. Praise God. You got all the fixing. You got the ham. You got the turkey. You got the pork chops. All the good food. And then on the side, you got a dessert table there with some good old chocolate cake, my favorite. Praise God. Hey, amen. Some good potato pie. Amen. Some good apple pie and all the good fixing. Amen. So the table is set. Praise God. And there you at a cookout or picnic. They say the table is set. It's set. Now come. Amen. You ain't there waiting on nobody to pull you to come up to the table. Man, now you making. You about to run people over to get to that food. Come on in here. Same thing. The Lord got a table. And it's full of blessings. Full of greatness. It's full of joy. Full of peace, full of goodness. Come and join, sit, eat, and enjoy. So that's what I want to tell you today. I just set the table, and I had everything on there. Only thing you got to do is partake. Partake of the Lord's table. Whatever you need is there. You need some joy. You need some peace. You need some greatness. You need some faith. You need some endurance. Whatever you need is on the table. God bless you and have a smile upon you.